Got guest in the studio with me here this morning, Michael Foer with Windstream Communications, here to talk about some special things coming up in the area. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Dean.
Tell you what, it's getting all excited to listen to Rafine over there at Ada's Inc. You
know? Well, I definitely want to get over and try one of those smoothies. Sounds great.
Sounds good. Well, you've got some great things, too, and exciting things to talk about with Windstream. I know you were at the Cleveland City Council meeting last night, talked about a special event. It's coming up Friday, right?
That's correct.
Here in Cleveland, and I got one on Thursday up in Helland, huh?
We do.
Okay. Let you get in and talk about that a little bit.
Sure. Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, we've been really busy over the last few years, and we've just made more investments here in North Georgia that we want to let our customers know about and potential customers. So we've got over 70,000 households across North Georgia that are going to have access to gig services. And that's just a lot of positive momentum that we've got going. So here in White County, what we've got is we're going to be doing a gig launch on, October 16th at 11 a.m. in Freedom Park. And we've invited the mayor, the city council, some of the county commissioners, and anyone else who would like to attend to that, because we've got over 14,000 households here in White County that will have access to gig. And that's really effective October 15th, they have access to those services.
Wow. And talking about maybe some folks out there, what is he talking about, gig? Because that's just a better service, faster service on their internet, right?
That's correct, Dean. Yeah.
Much faster, too.
Much faster. Yeah. It's like taking your little, you know, having a little tiny water line going into your house and putting and changing it from a half inch to a 4 inch, you know, water pipe. It's just a tremendous increase in the amount of speed that you can get to your house.
And do a lot more work. A lot of folks are streaming videos, things from the internet on their TVs and such. So this is really some good news. And Windstream is continually working. You were saying continually, even after the announcement of this gigabit launch and such coming up Friday, still continue working, getting more and more people online.
That's right. Yeah, we really want everyone to be aware of this. It's, you know, we can do all the work underneath, but if people aren't aware of what we have available to them, that they don't know to make the transition. So all this electronic infrastructure, $20 million plus of investment we've made in these upgrades, over $500 million investment in the state of Georgia over the last few years. And, you know, so we now have over 24,000 households in White County that can get access to 25 meg or more. And we need the customers to be aware of that so that they can get on those new speeds. And then we'll have more satisfied customers, too, and that's the goal.
Well, having that reliable service, especially more and more people using the internet, is really a great thing. So this is good. Windstream is working to develop this and keep things progressing here in White County. Now, what about someone, they're hearing you talk about this and they're wanting to upgrade, wanting to check out if they're available, if it's available to them? I know you mentioned a lot of folks do have this service available. How can they find out in particular for them?
Yeah, well, we'd be glad to provide a map with you that you can put on your website. It'll be like a bubble map, so it'll have the borders where this is available. Mm-hmm. And we'll be glad to do that. Just understanding that in the city of Cleveland and the city of Helen, 95% plus of the residents in those areas have access to this. Okay. But it goes well beyond the city boundaries, too, into the counties.
Sure.
And that's where those maps will be useful. And we'll be glad to provide you with copies of that you can put on your website so people can take a look.
All right.
But we also have our Cornelia retail store for anybody who's interested. They can call in at 706-778-2500 to our Cornelia retail store. And the team we have there is terrific, and they'd be glad to answer any questions and assist anyone who would like to do the upgrades.
Good. And this is just part of the progress you're trying to get taken care of here with Windstream and the broadband service in our White County area. Anything other new things you're looking at, you're working at, trying to get with the help the customers out?
Well, you know, we've made some changes to our TV platform, which customers are aware of. We now stream our TV instead of running it over the cable TV plant. And we've upgraded our remotes for that because some of the people didn't like the old style remotes. We got remotes with numbers on them, which makes that just more like what people are accustomed to using. We've also got Wi-Fi extenders now that we can put in the house because there were pockets of the house that people couldn't get their broadband into. They noticed if they'd go to the bedroom, things weren't as strong as in other areas, so we can put Wi-Fi extenders throughout the house. So constantly looking for ways that we can improve and make the customer satisfaction levels increase. And that's really something I've noticed over the last year is a heavy trend within the company. They're really concentrating on those type of customer satisfaction tools and products.
Great. Getting a good service and increasing the value to the customer. I think that's, you mentioned, number one goal you got there. And, of course, you got this big event coming up Friday here in Cleveland and one in Helen. Got a special event up there to just announce. And lots of other areas I noticed all around North Georgia where you're going to be kind of kicking off the gig event.
Yeah, we do. So Helen is October 15th at 10 a.m. And we've also got Clarksville, Demarest, Mount Airy, Cornelia, you know, Jefferson, Commerce. We've already done Big Canoe, Dawsonville, and Dahlonega. So, yeah, that 70,000 covers quite a broad area.
It does, yeah. Wow. All right. Mike, I appreciate you stopping and sharing this info. Anything else you want to talk about from Windstream?
Well, no, I thank you for the opportunity to share this, and We look forward to continuing to serve the customers and do all we can to make it an exceptional experience.
Great. All right. Thank you. Michael Foer with Windstream Communications joining us here this morning talking about special services and the launch of the gigabit service to lots of folks here in White County. Check it out if you'd like more info. As I mentioned, we'll be putting some information on our website, as well as you can call the Cornelia office, Windstream office there, customer service office, to get more details.